heard at a meeting that you were not able to attend. Have you had the opportunity to listen, or are you simply just going to abstain?
No, I listened to him. I have a motion for the
Okay, great.
One.
Outstanding. All right. Our first item is conditional use number 2593, Breeze Abella Land Group, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2395 for Breeze Abella Land Group, LLC, in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a distribution warehouse based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the use is situated on a 10.8986 acres of a much larger 71.127 acre parcel of land. With the conditions and stipulations of the approval, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or surrounding area. Two, the purpose of this application is to create a centralized location for distribution warehouses within indoor storage. This site will allow the applicant's business to consolidate an appropriate location in Sussex County on the outskirts of Georgetown. The applicant has stated that there is not any other suitable space for the consolidated distribution business in the Georgetown area. Three, the property is located across Park Avenue from Sussex County's Delaware Coastal Airport and Business Park. The use is consistent with these surrounding areas. Four, the warehouses have been located in an area that is furthest from any neighboring residential uses while preserving the existing forested areas on the property. Five, a portion of the property will remain to be used for the applicant's cattle herd, which is permitted within the AR1 zoning district. Six, no retail sales will occur from the property. Seven, Del Dot has stated that they will use a negligible impact upon local area roadways. The applicant has stated that the incoming and outgoing truck traffic is minimized at approximately two or three trucks per week. As a result, the use will not have an adverse impact on traffic or area roadways. Eight, the property is located within the developing area according to the future land use map contained in Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The developing area is a growth area where business and commercial uses such as this can be located. Nine, this use promotes the economy of Sussex County and an appropriate location. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The conditional use shall be limited to a distribution warehouse facility within buildings specifically designated for that purpose, as depicted on the final site plan. B, all work and storage shall only occur indoors. C, no retail sales shall occur from the site. D, no outside storage associated with the warehouse distribution business shall be permitted. This prohibition shall not apply to the storage associated with the applicant's other uses that are permitted within the AR1 zoning district. E, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, any dumpsters on the site must be screened in view of the neighboring properties and roadways. G, the applicant shall comply with all Del Dot requirements for the entrance and roadway improvements. H, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. There shall not be any Sunday hours. I, one indirectly lit on-premises ground sign shall be permitted on-site. It shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. J, all vehicle parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. All vehicles must be parked within the designated areas. K, no junked, inoperable, or untitled vehicles shall be located on this site. L, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable and state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. Final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. M, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for the termination of the conditional use approval. And N, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2395, Breeze Abella Land Group, LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2511, Paulina Owitic.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2511 for Paulina Owitic. in an AR1 district for a general contractor and construction business with an office and storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is situated on a property along Clay Road. The office use will occur within an existing former residence, and the storage will occur within an existing pole building on the property. With the conditions and stipulations of approval, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties. Two, there are other commercial and business uses in this area. On Clay Road, there is a property that is zoned B1 with an accounting office, and there are other conditional uses, including offices, storage, a bulk storage propane facility, a yoga and exercise facility, and a hair studio. This site is also near West Coates Corner and the variety of businesses and commercial uses that exist near that intersection. This conditional use is appropriate for this location along Clay Road. Three, no retail sales will occur from the property. Four, most of the work is off-site, so there's not a lot of activity that occurs on this site during the day. Five, DelDOT has stated that the use will have diminutive impact upon traffic and area roadways. The use will not have an adverse impact on the traffic or area roadways. Six, this area of Sussex County has a need for small general contracting businesses such as this one. This is an appropriate, convenient location for such a use. Seven, a portion of the property is located within a wellhead protection area and will comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code. The site is served by an on-site well and central sewer provided by Sussex County. The record contains six letters in support of the application from neighboring property owners. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a general contractor business with an office and storage associated with that use. B, there shall not be any outside storage of construction materials on the site. C, no retail sales shall occur from the site. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site must be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the existing fence surrounding the site shall be depicted on the final site plan and it shall be maintained at all times. G, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. H, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. and from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. I, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site along Clay Road. It shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. One on-premises wall sign shall be permitted on the pole building. It shall not be larger than 150 square feet in size. J, all vehicle parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. All vehicles must only be parked within the designated areas. K, no junked, inoperable, or untitled vehicles or equipment shall be located on the site. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for the termination of the conditional use approval. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 2511 Paulina Ovedick for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion, and the motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2537, Ryan Brower.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to defer to the council.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. It's Mr. Butler's motion that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2537 for Ryan Brower for a general trade contracting business with an office and storage on land zoned AR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant operates an HVAC repair business from the site. His business has expanded to the point where conditional use is now required. Two, the applicant's family owns the farmland that surrounds the site, and the applicant and his family reside in the farmhouse on the property. Three, the use will occur within the existing outbuildings on the property. Four, the business use is located at the rear of the applicant's property, where it will have the least impact on any neighboring properties. Five, DelDOT has stated that the traffic generated by the proposed use will be diminutive and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring roadways. Six, the use is an HVAC sales service and repair businesses of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Excuse me. The first condition, A, the property shall be used for a general trade contracting business with an office and storage in addition to the applicant's residence. B, the use will occur within the existing outbuildings on the site. C, the site shall not be permitted to become a junkyard that requires separate zoning or other approvals. Any used HVAC equipment shall be kept within a fenced and screened area. Excuse me. And none of it shall be permanently stored. The applicant shall only store HVAC equipment it obtains as part of its repair and installation business. D, one indirectly lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not be larger than 32 square feet per side. E, the hours of operation shall be between 7:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. F, any outdoor lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. H, the applicant shall comply with any dealt out requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. I, any violation of these conditions of approval may result in termination of this conditional use. And finally, J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
There's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2537, Ryan Brower, for the reasons and with stipulation stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.